a shortened version this week, of course, and we'll speak about two, maybe three short topics about Kriyas Yamsuf. Okay? So one famous thing is you have the Perek Yudalet Pasuk Yud Gimel. It says, V'yomer Moshe la'am al tiro hetziatzvu u'es yushuas Hashem esher yaseh lachem hayom ki asher re'isem es mitzrayim hayom lo sosifu lerosam od ad olam. So Haftacha, you never are going to see the Mitzrim ad olam. So aside from the discussion about not going back to Mitzrayim, and the whole, you know, when the Israel applies, there's another thing here that simply it says you're not going to see them ever again. Okay, these Mitzrim that were Meshabed you. However, just a few psukim later, in Pasuk Lamed, Vayosha Hashem b'yom ahu es Yisrael miyat Mitzrayim, Vayar Yisrael es Mitzrayim meis al sfas hayam, behedja, that they saw the Mitzrayim meis al sfas hayam, even though the Haftacha was that you're never going to see them. Astiram psukim. And if you're going to tell me that they really didn't see them explicitly, but we know the Medrash that says that that each one recognized,
hey, look,
yeah, they recognized which mitzri was meshabeh them, so they saw explicitly each mitzri. So it's a stirim sulkim, and the svarim bring from the Zohar that discusses this. The Zohar asks this question, and the Zohar says that mesim chazu mesim ro, they saw them as they were dead. So that which the pasuk was maftiach, that you're never going to see them again ad olam, is ri'ya mechayim, but ri'ya acharmisa.
Zohar says his answer.
Zohar says this, yeah. Ri'ya acharmisa is not called ri'ya. And nafmina, which svarim bring from this, is if someone makes neder never to see the face of his friend again, so if that pony dies, so it's mutter to see him, because the neder of not to see him didn't mean his face rather just meant mechayim. There is another day in the Zohar that is cholik on this pshat. The other day says if the pasuk, the original pasuk, would have said lo sosifu lerosam chayim ad olam, then it would have been medayik. I can't see the mechayim, but acharmisa I could. The fact that it doesn't say mechayim means that really stam ri'ya includes acharmisa, and the way this farm bring the Zohar down, it's not clear how he answers this theorem in the psukim. Akol Panim, the first day it holds Stam Re'iyah is not Achar Misa, the second day it holds Re'iyah is Afilu Achar Misa. And you have this as early as, so they bring from Tshuva Saga Onim a similar case of someone makes neder not to enter his friend's house, not lashon of not to see him, but not to enter your friend's house. That could be after the guy dies, he could go into the house. And then in Tshuva's Beis Yaakov Siman Vav, Sfarim bring that he dons this case of making neder not to see your friend. If he dies, then you see him based on this Zohar, and it's discussed in the Sefer called Revid HaZohav Ala Parsha as well. The Tshuva's Marasham in Chelek Aleph, towards the end of his Tshuvas in Chelek Aleph, is something called Maftechos. Maftechos Liyordeus Simin Ayin.
Tshuvas Maharsham?
Maharsham, yeah. Same Tshuvas Sefer we quoted last week. So it's called in Maftechos Liyordeus Simin Ayin. He quotes the Zohar regarding this case of making a neder. The case there that he's talking about is there was Maftechos Simin Ayin. The case there was Reuven made a Shvua that he's never going to see Shimon again. Shimon died, and Reuven happened to be from the Anshei Chevra Kedisha. So he needed to handle Shimon's Misa, and he wanted to know if he could do it or not. So the Maharsham says that he quotes the Zohar, that he sees the Machlokas in the Zohar if Stam Re'iya includes Achar Misa or not. And he says that the whole machlokas in the Zohar is our pasuk says lo sosifu lerosam ad olam, maybe because it says ad olam in the pasuk, so maybe the day of the aser is in the Zohar that stam re'iyah includes achar misa is because it says ad olam. Maybe ad olam includes even achar misa. However, in the case Rashi was talking about where the person stam made a neder that he's never going to see his friend again, there maybe lekuleyama it's mutter to see him achar misa, and that's the way that he paskins lahakel in that case there. It's also noteworthy to make a ha'ora on this Zohar, on this discussion, that the Zohar is learning that that which it says in the pasuk that they died means that they died. Means that they were dead. And that's how we could have this whole discussion, that Stam Ru'iya is only Mechayim, but Achar Misa is not that way. However, there are numerous Midrashim, Yalkut Shimoni, Mechilta, and the easiest one to find, I guess, is if you have Mikros Gedolos and Targum Yonasan Ben Uziel, that says that this Lashon of Misa here means Mesim Ve'enam Mesim. They were Gosusim. We now quote Gosusim 2 weeks in a row, right? So they were the Mitzvah were on the way to dying. That's Mason to Ena Mason.
You can't be a Geisus for a week.
What? So they were Mason to Ena Mason, and they were still alive. So of course this Zohar. Doesn't matter. This Zohar is going that it was Misa Mamish, because if there were only ghosts of him, if it was Mason to Ena Mason, so then Hajar Kushal looks like it becomes a problem again, because the Haftacha was Lo Sosif from the Rosam Ad Olam, and here they're alive.
Kashan both Zohars.
Both Zohars?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
Kashan the second Zohar, why he asked this question.
Yeah, sure. For both opinions in the Zohar. The Zohar is learning that Misa means Misa Mamish, but there's Midrashim out there that say Mason Vena Mason. Okay, that's a horror on this as well. And you can find much of this discussion in the Beis HaOsar, Rav Yosef Engel. Os Aleph, Klal Zion, under the letter Aleph, and it's Klal Zion, Os Beis. It's under the category of, I think it's Odom, he's Danning if Adam is called a mace or not. So it's Klal Zion Os Beis. Okay, in Beis HaOtzar. Now the most famous thing about this topic is the Maisa that if you look in any of the Svarim that talk about Maisa with Noda Bihuda, the Svarim bring a Maisa with Noda Bihuda, that there was two brothers that were having a fight. And they had a shutfist and they had a fight. And one of them swore that he's never going to see the way it's brought in the Svarim is that he made his shul was he's never going to see his friend ever again. And a little bit after that, it wasn't clear, I think, from different versions, I saw different ways, if the guy died immediately once he heard the shvua, or if after a while he was so upset that he died. So after a while, the guy who not the one who made the shvua, the one who the shvua was against, he died. And the ach that made the shvua wanted to be mevakish mechila from him, from his face. And they brought it to the gedolim. And the gedolim were danning. This original shvua was el daschein, that if he died, maybe the shvua wasn't intended in that case. So there was the sinin hatar on his shvua. It was a whole nido. And the Rabbi Yehuda, who was at age 12 back then, he got up and said, "Toma ani, that you guys are looking in all over the shas to find a raya for this case about the person who made the shvua that he's never going to see his friend again. It's mefurish raya in the psukim that you're allowed to see him again, because the first pasuk says lo sosifum l'rosam ad olam, and the second pasuk says in pasuk lamed that they Klai Yisrael saw them mace." So Nabi Hudu was at age 12 was mechaven to the Zohar.
It's story Makor Baruch.
Yes,
something happened with the Nitziv and Baruch Epstein.
Right, the Solomon Makor Baruch Baruch and Chilek Dalid.
Yep, about the Nitziv.
Well, what was the story with Nitziv? I saw him brought the story. I didn't see it was this, in the, no, was one of the Nitziv there.
This child came up before the Nitziv.
Yeah.
And
as a kid, also.
No. The Nitziv as Nitziv of Balazhin.
Yeah.
And they were donning, and Baruch Epstein was in the room at the time. He was no longer in.
And he's the one that brought the raya from this pasuk.
He brought from this pasuk.
Okay. Baruch Epstein.
The Torah Tamima. So, first of all, it's interesting. In one of the Sfarim I saw the Maisa brought down that it happened with Nodi Bihuda, and the quotation was Makor Baruch. Okay? I looked at the Makor Baruch inside. Mm-hmm. Okay, obviously he doesn't say Nodi Bihuda thing. I didn't see...
He was not alive at the same time.
Okay. And,
what's wrong with the
Echleis, numerous Sfarim, especially in the biographies of Nodi Bihuda, say this from Nodi Bihuda.
It's possible.
We're not going to talk about the Makor Baruch right now. Okay? But
what's wrong with the thing from Torah Tamima?
What? Not for now. Okay. So, adkan this discussion about Re'iyo, if it's Lachar Misa or not, what the intention of that pasuk was of Lo Sosifum L'Rosam Ad Odat Olam. Okay. So now, another thing. Now that we mentioned the Medrash, the Targum, that it's not clear if the Mitzvah were Mason or Mason Velo Mason, if they're Gosusim. So just to go through the Pasuk Psukim, let's see what happened here. It says, Vayashuvu Hamayim Vayachasu Esarechev Esaparashim L'chol Chel Paro. So first the Mayim went over the Mitzrim. Then Bnei Yisrael Hochu B'Yabasha B'Soch Hayam. They were standing on Yabasha, but still in the Yam. V'Mayim Lehem Chomam Mimam Mismolam. That's as the Mitzrim are going into the water. Then Vayosh Hashem Be'Yamu Es Yisrael Miyam Mitzrayim. Then they saw them dead al svas hayam. That's already outside of the water, and that's what Rashi quotes here. Shepalton hayam al svaso. The yam threw out the mitzrim onto the second side where Klai Yisrael was already standing. Kedei shelo yomru Yisrael kishem she'anu olam mitzad zeh kachim olam mitzad achar. So Klai Yisrael was scared. The same way we got out, they're going to come out as well. Klai Yisrael still, even with all this nisim, had a fear of the mitzrim. Coming out after them, okay, and then right after that, Vayar Yisrael Siyal Gedolo V'Chulei Az Yashar Moshe. Okay, and as Rashi says that the Az Yashar Moshe is Kishero HaNeis Ola Belibo. Now that there's a Neis, this is Ola Belibo of Moshe to have a shear. So now, right, and the Kriyas Yamsuf was. Lashon of Rashi is Be'or Shvi, and then in the morning, hours later, was when they did the Shira. So Rashi says in different places. So there's a very, very interesting Orach Chaim here. Just want to say over Orach Chaim, on the Pasuk of Natisa Yemincha Tiv La'imo Oretz. So that's Perek Tesvav, Pasuk Yabez. So he quotes this Gemara, this Rashi, it's the Gemara in Pesachim, Gemara in Erechen, that the Yam did not want to, originally the Yam did not want to spit out the Mitzrim, because, the Gemara doesn't say why, okay? Rashi says that the Yam wanted that the carcasses should be there for the fish of the sea, it should be mizonos for the fish, okay? Until Kosh Baruch Hu promised, don't worry, I'm going to make it up to you, I'm going to give it back to you in the days of Sisera, I'll bring to you, I think it's 1.5 times the amount of people. I think maybe even Rashi brings it in here as well. I'm going to bring you more mason later on. And that was a Kosh Baruch Hu Tzavtacha. That's the Gemara. So the Or HaChaim brings that Gemara, and he points out, he has a few questions. First of all, it's interesting, in the middle there, he says, he has a question from B'Metzias. You want to tell me that the Yam wanted to hold on to the mason? He says, I saw a few times that there was people who died in the ocean, and that very day the Yam spit them out onto the Svasa Yam. So it doesn't want Yam's not going to hold on to him.
Orachaim,
yeah. He says he saw this, and he brings Rashi that the Mesim were going to be mizonos for the Dagim, and yeah. So fine, he quotes that Rashi. Then he asks from a Mechilta. Mechilta says as follows. That the Yam was Zorik the Mason to the Yabasha, and the Yabasha threw it back to the Yam. They were playing hot potato with the Mitzrim. And the Yabasha spoke out and said, I don't want to accept the Mitzrim, because when Hevel died and I got the Dam of Hevel, I got a curse. Alachas come of a comma to take this whole Mitzrim, I'm definitely gonna get a curse. Kosh Baruch Hu promised. He made a shvua, Lashon Yemincha is shvua, Natisi Yemincha, Kosh Baruch Hu made a shvua, and then Tivla Emo Aretz. Then the land accepted the Mitzrim. Okay? That's the Mechilta. So, Frater the Orach Chaim, you see from this Maisa that the Yam did not want to accept the Mitzrim. Okay? Which is Soser, the Gemara, that says that the Yam wanted to hold on to the Mitzrim. Stira Midrashim. You could say it's two different days, but he wants the Or HaChaim wants to make the two Midrashim shtem. He also says that it's just the obvious. It's also Shver on Rashi. Rashi says that the Yam wanted the Mitzrim to be there for the Dagim, Parnasa LaDagim, Mizonos LaDagim. So if so, according to Mechilta, why didn't the Yam accept the Mitzrim? Just an extension of the question. So therefore, he explains, based on our original Medrash and Targum Yonason, that really they weren't dead yet still when they were in the Yam. It was Mason Be'en HaMason. Now, what the Yam wanted to keep them was not for Parnassah for the Dagim, rather it was to finish the Mitzvah. if the he goes on to say how malachim and everything that serves the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to have as a desire to finish the mitzvah of Hashem. So the Yam also wants to finish the mitzvah of Hashem. So the Yam's taina was, you're sending me to kill the Mitzrim. I don't want, if they're only ghostesim, I don't want to have them only as ghostesim. Ghostesim haru kechai l'chol davar. I want, Orachim doesn't say that. The Yam wanted to finish off the Misa. Okay? And Hashem said back, don't worry, I'll give you zuchus with a mitzvah acheres by Sisra, that I'll give you even more mesim there. Ibud Rishayim, to kill the Rishayim there is a mitzvah, and you'll accomplish that mitzvah in the days of Sisra. So that's how the Orachim is miyashim. He says, really, Pshat's not like Rashi that the Yam wanted it for the Dagim. The Yam wanted it to be gomer the mitzvah. Now, once Kodesh Baruch Hu made the promise, and the Yam threw out the Mitzrim back to the Yabasha, and the Yabasha threw it back to the Yam, the reason the Yam didn't want them is because there was no reason to have them. Once the mitzvah, once the Misa already happened Ba'aretz, so there's no Gemar Mitzvah happening at the Yam. Right? Once there were ghosts of them and they went out with Tivla Ema Aretz and they died in the land, so then there was no reason for the Yam to accept them back. That's how the Orach Chaim shtims Hakol Biyachad. Now for the last Nakuda, so...
Are these any...
Yeah?
Interconnected? Is there a Nakuda? So are they interconnected?
No, just once we quoted the Pshat with the Shvua, the first piece, the Zohar. No, Stam, once I mentioned the Zohar was not like the Medrash that Mesim Ve'ena Mesim, so I'm saying just how the Orach Chaim uses this Mesim Ve'ena Mesim Pshat to Miyashiv, the Gemara with the Mechilta. If you want to make the focal point, the Mason and the Mason idea, that's a connection to both pieces, I guess. But now this new Nakuda now is that which the Yam threw out the Mitzrim to the Yabasha, that Bnei Yisrael should be able to see them. The Gemara Amsach and the Gemara Erech, and that the Klai Yisrael should be able to see that they're dead and Klai Yisrael shouldn't be Choshesh, the Mitzrim are going to come after them anymore. I think that Hadgasha helps with a much bigger problem which is discussed in Mefarshim. So again, Klai Yisrael understood. They realized that they were saved at that very moment when the Yam threw out the Mitzrim onto the Yabasha. And Miyad Achar Kach was Az Yashir Moshe. Even though Rashi says that Moshe was this over to the Shir after he saw the Nes. What is this Nes that we're talking about? What element of Kriyas Yamsuf? So the Smichas of the Psukim we can say is that it's this Gemara Psachim. It's that they realized right now that the Mitzrim were dead. That's what was this over them to Shir. And what you gain with that is there's a whole sugya. If you're allowed to be, if you're Rishus, if you're Mechuyev to be the Simcha over Hapalas Rishayim. There's theories. Yeah, David and Brachos. Is it referring to Brachos?
The Pasuk in Mishlei. I forgot the Lashon of the Pasuk, but you shouldn't rejoice over your enemy's fault. It's Pasuk in Mishlei.
Okay, I remember that. And then, right, you have the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Mital Echol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be sos. Sorry, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not be sos on Ibud Rishayim, but you could be sauce over the enemies. Mitzad sheni, the reason we don't say full halal on Pesach, b'shvi shel Pesach, is because ma'aseh da'ay tovim b'yam v'atem omrim shira. That was the time of Malachi Asharis. You could machalik Malachi Asharis, Klal Yisrael. But you see, you're not. You see, there's an Indian of not being b'simcha over Ibud Rishayim. You see that there is an Indian. There's other makoros. So it's a big discussion with many different possibilities. In fact, the Marashah on that Gemara in Sanhedrin asks, what's pshat with Az Yashir? How was Klai Yisrael able to say Az Yashir when Ma'aseh Da'ay was Tavu B'Yam? And the Marashah answers that it only applies, the only problem is Halel. You can't say Halel B'Yud Rishayim. You can't, but Az Yashir is okay. But Lulei Dvarav, I think there is a easier pshat, which fits in particular the theme with what we're speaking about now, which is there's two elements. The whole inyan of Yitzis Mitzrayim, there's always two elements. There's the onesh that is given to the Mitzrim, and then there's the hatzala of Klai Yisrael and Klai Yisrael becoming an umma. So Lamosha they talk about with the Makos, that it was an onesh, and there's also an element of the Makot not just being Onish, but being as a Hekatinsa for Hatzolah for Klal Yisrael. So here also, there are Makoros that the reason Klal Yisrael was able to say Az Yashir is because it was the song, even though there's a lot of discussion in Az Yashir about how the mitzvah were tossed around, but still even though that's the pratim of the shir, but the focus of why Klal Yisrael said a shira was because they were being misameach on their hatzalah. And you can find this in Yaros Dvash of Yonatan Eibeshitz in Chelek Beis, the end of Drush Aleph. The end of Drush Aleph, he's quoting from even earlier sources that he says about Az Yashir, that Az Yashir was not a problem of being misameach on Hapalas Rishayim, Hapalas of Sonim, because that's not what Az Yashir is about. Az Yashir is about Hatzalas Klal Yisrael. As I quoted the Beis Yosef and Tuf Reish Tzadi Beis that says, Ein tachlis on the kama el hoshias Yisrael. Whenever Kosh Baruch Hu, slams other nations, it's really just for Hoshias for true of Klal Yisrael. So I just think that fits very much with the way if you go with these midrashim, it fits with the Seder of the Psukim that you have the mitzvah fell into the yam, and then Klal Yisrael comes out onto the second side. Now the second that the mitzvah fell into the yam, they didn't say Az Yashir when they're standing there. It was a great nace. The mitzvah were ghostsim. They didn't say Yashira yet, because Av Bichin they were still choshesh. Once they went out to the Tzadshin to Sfas Hayam, and they saw people like Imaars, they saw that they were dead. They realized each of their, okay, it's a side element that they saw each of their people who were being mishabed them. But the point is, once there was a Gemar Misa, once the Nes was Nigmar, and there was a true Hatzolah at that moment, that's Az Yashir. That's when they said the Simcha. And that's the Hatzolah of Klal Yisrael, that the Simcha is on the Hatzolah, lav davka on the Hapolah of the Rishayim. Otherwise, Lachora could have been much earlier. Even though they weren't dead, it could be Madchik. But I think the pshat works well. All right, very good.